from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I got the internet going nuts.
Sometimes you got the internet going nuts and it's really, really cool. And sometimes you got the internet going nuts and it's like, what the hell did I just see? So Antonio Brown is what we're going to talk about here.
Oh, man.
So let's start with Antonio Brown on this podcast with Le'Veon Bell trying to explain CTE.
Afterwards,
like, yeah.
Do you think I got CTE?
I don't think you got CTE.
Do you think you got CTE?
I don't think I got CTE, but we'll never know till we die.
What do you think about CTE? What is CTE?
ACTE is like basically like when you forget or no?
No, I feel like CTE is really like a bunch of traumas that was like we go through as people.
It's like brain damage, right?
I don't want to say your brain damage because you can't live with your brain damage.
But not like brain damage, but it's like a little like part, like a little small, like I feel like damage it, like something like
that. I feel like it's like they, people try to frame CTE as a concussion that you may have, but like, yo, we had a bunch of concussions.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you could live out the concussion.
Right.
So I feel like CTE could be a bunch of different things, but I feel like it's a characteristic of traumas that we all as people go through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are so many things wrong with that.
He should have just said CTE is Young Jeezy's old record label, man. He had a record label called CTE.
Dude, y'all have seen Billy Madison, right?
Yeah.
Chris, you seen Billy Madison?
No.
Well, there's a line in there. We are all dumber for having just heard that.
The way they were giggling, man.
Dude, like, first of all, like, there's so many things, and we're not going to necessarily get into all the nitty-gritty that we did earlier when we played this as in, like, the education and all that stuff. And I'm just amazed that NFL players, like, legit longtime NFL players who are conditioned to think about head injuries, or they go to seminars, they have meetings, doctors that treat them and talk to them about head injuries, that they have no clue.
Yeah, if I was in that profession, I would at least have an idea what it is.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty much like a I don't want to say a disease, but mm-hmm. it's something you could get for playing the sport.
Yeah.
So I would like
it could
to
kill you.
Yeah. I would like to know at least know what it is.
Yes.
If I'm in that field and maybe learn a little bit to prevent that.
Yes. It's like and I'm not making light. We all know how serious it is, but that exchange right there is like a commercial for CTE. Like, it's like, you want to know what CTE is? I'm not saying they have it. I'm saying, but just the ignorance, the fact that they don't really know what it is, and they played, you know, maybe even, you know, youth ball and middle school and high school and college and NFL and still don't know. And then they're comparing it to, like, emotional trauma.
Yeah, I think he was thinking about PTSD.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But man,
isn't that like a doctor that don't know what cancer is,
or
know what a sickness is.
Yes, it is.
It's like, you should know what it is, right?
It's absolutely ridiculous.
I got the internet going nuts.
And this is just funny. And I think everybody at this station anyway can relate to this, because sometimes we put each other on the spot. We talk about stuff, or we bring up a point or a topic, and as we're saying it, we're like, oh, I'm going to regret saying this. I'm going to be made fun of so much for saying this, et cetera, et cetera. This was the one and only John Kruk.
And now, this.
And now, the delightfully bizarre musings of Phillies color commentator John Kruk.
You know, I was thinking about this today, now that we have some time.
Yeah.
Like, why aren't we born with hair on our chest, with men?
I don't know that.
Why does it wait till, like, you're, you know, 16, 17, 18, 20, whatever?
Yeah.
And then it starts growing. Like, where are those follicles dormant?
There's not a lot of shows I watch, but the kid, we banned him from one.
I'm not even going to ask which one it is.
Well, I can tell you.
All right.
Caillou.
Oh, okay.
All that kid did was complain. We used to do stuff for the ESPN down at Disney, like Animal Kingdom. They put us up. So the first day, I open up the shade. There's a dang giraffe looking in my window. Really? I'm like, what the hell is
this?
Did
you feed it anything?
I did not. I was scared of it. So Kenny Pierce decided, hey, I'd like to get my girlfriend to come up here. We go down there and pick her up. Her dad comes out with a dang shotgun trying to shoot at us.
Of course he does.
Did I ever tell you about playing the prison team and when I was playing winter ball? So I asked the catcher, I said, what did he do? He's out, he found his girlfriend cheating. He burned up her car with her and her boyfriend. Very uncomfortable at bat.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Very uncomfortable at bat. Old John Kruk doing what John Kruk does. Like we've all been, I've said some things here recently where I'm like, probably shouldn't have said that. But what are you going to do?
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to take that on the chin. Like, especially if you know you screwed up as soon as you said it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I ain't going to lie. When I mentioned the A&M thing in the last sec, I'm just like, oh, God.
Oh, I don't care.
Like, I was not with you, but just the feedback.
Yeah.
All of these Aggies. Well,
guess what? You're going to get half and half.
Yeah.
You're going to get half
so
and
I
half.
Feel better. I looked on the text. I feel better. I got half.
Hell, we
half.
Started the show and I asked Chris, what are you?
I did.
Yeah. I literally said, what are you? For those who weren't listening, I was driving into work today and I was like, I really like that old Chris Santiago now that we're spending some time together. By the way, a new show starting on Monday with a new host, to be determined.
Who the host?
To be determined. And I'm like, I really like that kid. And I'm like, I don't know a whole lot about him other than his last name. So I said, what are you? Hell, you thought he was half African American.
Yeah, I thought he was half you, half me. You know how you see somebody in the spot and you be like, hey, you wanted me?
You wanted me?
I got your back.
But he's on the team. Just to reiterate,
Puerto Rican and Mexican.
How about that?
Okay. That's a good combination, man.
Have you been to Puerto Rico?
No, I have not. I need to go. My dad was supposed to take me one day and we ended up never going.
Yeah.
He went with his girlfriend, but it was mostly because I had work. Yeah. So I was just like, I got to prioritize, like,
it's gorgeous, dude. Work.
And
I've been twice.
I need to go.
It's awesome. Obviously, I've been to Mexico several times, and that's awesome. But So, sometimes you say, hey, what are you? Yeah. On the air.
Sometimes you got to do it,
man. Nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, let's hear about a movie that I was thinking about when I heard about what Yordan Alvarez did yesterday. Did you hear about this? He did it. That Yordan Alvarez hit a batting practice home run that broke the scoreboard in Tampa at the Trop. Like, man, literally all the lights were just going crazy. It wasn't working. It reminded me of The Natural, man. It reminded me of The Natural. He's done it a couple of times.
Yeah, this ain't the first time.
He's done it here, I think. He knocked out the scoreboard once. But he was asked about knocking out the scoreboard, and he said, hey, man, that's all circumstantial evidence.
So did you shooting for the scoreboard, or what was going on there?
Bueno, tú me estás poniendo en problemas porque yo soy de que lo posteaste, y si no hay un video que pruebe que fui yo, ese bill no lo pago yo.
Now you're trying to get me in trouble. You're the one that posted that picture. There wasn't a video showing that it was me. I don't know who it was, because I'm not paying that bill. Some say it was you, so are you denying it, or are you
going to... falta video. Mucha gente dice que falta video, y yo los apoyo. No hay, si no hay un video, no fui yo.
I don't know, you know, we're missing the video and there's not a video. You know, a lot of people ask for the video. If there's no video, I don't know who it was.
Hey, man, it didn't happen if there's no pictures.
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, I would have been like, no habla inglés.
Me no habla inglés.
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
Trying to set him up, man. Yeah. Set Yordan up, man.
It's funny you mentioned the movie. To me, this Astros thing remind me of the movie Halloween.
Yeah, man.
Just Michael Myers just waking up from the dead. You thought he was dead, and now he busting through your door. And you trying to run. Everybody trying to run and hide. And that's the Astros, man. You threw him out the window. He right there laying down like he dead. You turn around and look right back out the window. He gone.
How's that?
It's just like, wait a minute. I thought I killed him.
Remember The Shining? You ever see The Shining?
I remember The Shining, yeah.
Here's Johnny. Here are the Astros. They're still alive. All right, man, let's get to Matt Burke. Kind of a rough day at the office for the defense, but they've been playing really, really well. Let's get to the Texas facility and hear from Matt Burke. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.